Welcome to Mammon Audio. My name is Harry. Audrey and I married in 1961 and had Liam, our first and only child, 3 years later. Liam was mostly a good boy for us, but like all children, he needed correcting from time to time, and at the time that included the occasional smacked bottom. Most of these incidents happened while I was out at work. I was happy for his mother to take responsibility for domestic discipline, as I felt that was an appropriate part of her maternal duties. However, I would occasionally come home to a rather subdued little boy, and Audrey would tell me about the smacked bottom she'd administered. On such occasions, to my shame, I would feel my penis twitch in my trousers somewhat. Audrey was an attractive young mother, and there was something highly arousing at the thought of her hard feminine hand being put to use across our child's bare bottom. Then one day, when Liam was 7 years old, we had something of a mutual awakening. Audrey had caught him in a lie about something, I can't even now remember what it was, as what followed was far more memorable, and she called him back into the house from the garden. It was a warm summer's day, I do remember that. I was in the lounge, reading the newspaper, when Audrey came in leading Liam by the ear. He was crying, as he knew he was in big trouble. Audrey sat down on the sofa opposite my chair and dragged her son towards her. I pretended to keep reading, but out of my eye saw everything that went on. Before Liam could catch his breath, his mum had undone his play shorts and lowered them to his ankles. My son's underpants quickly followed the other clothing southwards, revealing his bare bottom and privates. Of course, I had seen these plenty of times before when he was bathed or being got ready for bed, but the context that he was about to get his bum well smacked by his mother made the blood course through my body. Audrey brushed her long hair away from her face, then grabbed hold of Liam's left wrist and hauled him across her knee. She was wearing a light summer frock with a pattern of red flowers, and I remember her skirt riding up slightly as she put our boy down on her lap, revealing bare knees and the bottom of her thighs. Then she began smacking him with an expert hand, making him cry almost immediately and quickly giving him a very sore bum indeed. I gazed at her ardently and openly now as she chastised our child, a look of firm determination on her face as she administered the spanking. She looked so beautiful and motherly as she sat there with a crying little boy wriggling under the smacks. Towards the end of Liam's punishment, I became aware that I had an immense hard-on. I averted my eyes as the last few smacks rang out across the room, then Audrey sent our errant son upstairs to his room, with instructions to stay there until she said differently. My wife's forehead was glistening with sweat from the exertion of administering the spanking, and she took out a handkerchief and mopped her brow as I remained in my seat, waiting in vain for my erection to subside. Audrey looked across the room and directly at my crotch, with a sort of knowing look on her face. I was worried she was going to yell at me for my reaction, but instead she stood up, reached up her skirt with both hands and took off her pale blue knickers. Having done so, she lay back on the sofa, raised and parted her legs and hoisted back her dress to reveal her lady's triangle of black bushy pubic hair. Her eyes met mine. "Is this what you need?" she asked, a smile on her lips. For answer, I rose out of my seat and walked slowly towards her, unbuttoning and unzipping my trousers as I did so. A few steps more, and I had taken down both them and my own pants, my stiff penis pointing up at the ceiling. I knelt in front of her, my bare crotch now level with hers. I put a hand on her vagina as if to feel her up, but she was already as greasy as a chip, and so I just slid myself right inside her. I put my arms around her back to draw her close and began to give her one of the longest, hardest fuckings she'd ever had. "You looked so beautiful," smacking his bottom, I whispered, blushing a little as I did so. We screwed quietly for a while in silence, not wanting to be overheard, then I asked, "Does spanking Liam always make you this wet?" It was Audrey's turn to blush as she nodded. "Normally you're not around, though, so I take care of myself afterwards." The thought of my wife rubbing herself after giving our boy a jolly good thrashing sent me over the edge, and I came hard and strong deep inside her cunt. She gave a little squeal of delight as she orgasmed too. After that, I persuaded Audrey to postpone Liam's spankings when he needed them until I came home. After each time, there was mind-blowing lovemaking between his mum and I. We didn't use birth control back then, and looking back, I'm amazed we never conceived another child. I should add that such occasions were still comparatively rare, all the hotter for it, and that Liam never got a smacked bottom he didn't deserve, but there's no denying his punishments brought a new dimension to his parents' love life.